Good, how you doing?
I'm great, thanks. Sweating my ass off, temperatures like 90 degrees Fahrenheit without air conditioning, so it's great.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm in New York and we having a heat, we having a hot summer so far. Honestly, thank you, by the way. It's a huge honor to interview you, by the way, Axel, because you were one of the best guitar players from Germany, and we're really happy we
Oh,
got a
thank
hold
you.
of you.
Thank you very much. It's nice to hear. So, yeah.
Yeah, so you have 20 years of experience under your belt, and with you have an amazing resume of albums and tunes, and everyone can tell your style for just listening to your guitar work. What about the music that keeps you driving to create more of it? Like, what's the driving force behind your creativity?
I don't know. Sometimes the magic is just in the air, you know. So I'm always writing little riffs, bits and pieces, you know. I always have my cell phone with me. There's a voice recorder in, and when I pick up the guitar, just like just for playing the guitar, suddenly a riff comes to my mind. And I press a record button on my cell phone and say, "Wow, this is a cool idea." So I'm collecting little, like I said, like bits and pieces all over the month and years, you know. So and then finally, at some time, I sit down and making or creating the real songs out of these little snippets. Yeah, that's fun. But not everything is good, you know. I remember, example for the last record, I had around 250 little snippets, and I listened to most of them, and I said, "Wow, 80% crap, you know. I can't use it." But I recorded it, but anyway, so I put it, I throw it away. So no problem. Yeah.
Oh man, it sounds like you just overflowing with creativity. It does sound like that you are always looking for something new to play, and that's amazing.
Right.
And you have a new live album coming out, don't you? You have a new live album and you're on tour, aren't you, this year?
Yeah, we just finished the European tour. I think it was, when was it, 1.5 weeks ago. Yeah, it was very successful. We're just playing one other show, the final show for this year. It will be in Russia again, in St. Petersburg, and I think in 2.5 or 2 weeks. Yes, that's the final show, and then we'll really concentrate on the main songwriting for the next album.
Nice. It must have been a very exciting year so far for you, doing all these tours and getting back to writing another album and all that jazz. You must have been stoked when, like.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I love it. You know, because, you know, the fire inside my heart keeps burning. You know, keeps on burning. So the flame is still there, and I think the people will notice. Even when you listen to the new live record, the people will hear that we're actually having a lot of fun on stage. You know, and that's good.
So, what were some of your favorite moments while you were on tour? Like any shows stood out for you? Like that's like with the most energy.
Sorry.
What was your favorite moments when you were on tour? Like any fun stories?
Fun stories. Let me think about it. Not really. Of course, I mean, many things happening. Many funny things are happening during the shows and before the shows. Actually, what really funny was, you know, the English singer songwriter Christa Burke. You ever heard of him?
Yep.
Okay, so we went to Moscow. We stayed at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, which is a 5-star hotel, and you get a key card for the room, and you are only allowed to go to the elevator, and you can use the elevator only when you have this key card. You know, you have to show it to the little thing, to a laser system, the card, and then you press your floor number, and then it turns up or down, you know. So, and I went into the elevator. I want to go to the restaurant, which was on the roof of that building. And Christa Berg was in the elevator with his wife. I think his wife or girlfriend, I don't know. But he was freaking out. He said, "Ah, this thing is not moving right. I go up and down." I said, "I show you." No, I put it on the laser thing. He said, "Look like this." And he press the floor number. I said, "Wow, this is cool. I didn't know that. Thank you very much for showing me." Okay, so actually he went out to the restaurant too. And the next day at breakfast, I met my keyboard player. He said, "You know what happened last night?" I said, "No, but you will tell me now." He said, "Actually, after we had dinner, I went with the elevator. Christa Berg was in there, and he drove up and down, up and down." I say, "I just met him 2 or 3 hours before and explained everything to him, but he didn't get it, you know." So he had the same problem. So anyway, yeah.
No, man, you just sound like you saved his it sounds like you saved his day helping him with the elevator, it sounds like.
Yeah. Sometimes a few funny things, you know. Exactly when the same happened, when we landed in Moscow, and I'm a smoker, you know. I'm one of the last smokers around. So, and I asked the promoter, I said, "Where can I go outside the building and smoke?" He said, "You go that way, and you turn around a few feet on the right side. There's a big ashtray you can smoke, and you come back. I'll say, okay, I say, cool. I went out of the airport, and I smoked my cigarette.
So many people that are skilled musicians recognize you as one of the underground metal guitar legends, actually. Like, you're up there with Vic Mondstein, a lot of those dudes, and you influence a lot of metal bands and guitar players in Germany and Europe. How does it feel to
Yeah.
inspire such a huge amount of people in the world?
What, sorry?
Oh, how does it feel to be one of the best underground metal guitar players and legends in the scene, in the metal scene? Like, how does it feel to be like one of the most recognized people in the genre?
Oh, that's very cool. Actually, I really love that. Because, I found out by myself, some point I asked the people, what do you like about my style? Some other musicians told me, when you're listening to a record, as soon as the solo starts, after a few seconds, that it's Axl Lithell. It's not Yngwie, it's not Richie Blackmore, it's not George Lynch or whatever, You can recognize me, and that's the main important thing, apart from the good songwriting. Ha ha! Of course, yeah.
And believe me, I mean, a lot of people still hear it now. Like, a lot of people hear the influences, a lot of bands, like, a lot of them try to, like, they try to, they say, imitation is the greatest form of flattery. They try to encompass, like, some of your elements into their own music. And it must be amazing to see, like, seeing some of these bands played live, and they always mention mention you as a huge influence. It must be, like, it must be flattering
Oh,
for you.
really? Who, which guy mentioned me? I don't know.
Believe it or not, like, I actually saw a while back, I actually went to Germany a while back, and some of the guys at Accept say they mentioned you, actually, when I met them.
I see. Okay.
Yeah,
Cool.
those dudes are, they say that you definitely one of the guys that need more recognition.
Yeah, that's cool. That's nice to hear.
Also, with your outstanding musical approach, do you ever find yourself finding new ways to reinvent yourself? Like, do you have new influences to put into your music?
Oh, no, definitely not, because like I said, I found my own style, not only playing but also writing songs. I don't want to change that. Of course, when a new band is coming up and get some other influences, say, "Wow, this is a cool band," and actually they have something which other bands don't have. Sometimes I'm picking it up in my mind, and it shines through now and then when I write a new song. But actually, normally I don't change. I don't want to change my style because it's 100% ARP. Recognizable, and it's true to the fans and to myself.
That's true. I do like that. I like that line a lot. It's definitely sound
Thank you.
like you know. It's definitely sound like you're definitely set in your ways, and definitely it's been working out for you so well. And with a new album, like
Yeah.
you working a new album, the fans are excited. Do you have any big plans, like to do another tour with a new album coming out?
Oh, definitely, yes. We will be in the, we will enter the studio probably around mid-November to the end of the year or to the beginning of January, and the next album hopefully will be out, let's say, by the end of April in 2020. And of course, and it will start again with a tour coming up in mostly in May, June, doing some summer shows, and then we do a second part of the tour in the fall next year. And yeah, then I have to do probably more shows in 2021. Then I have to think about the next record, and everything starts from scratch,
It
yeah.
sounds like you have gone one hell of a good year, it sounds like.
Yeah. I'm always very busy, Yeah.
With like have you ever found yourself gathering new fans at concerts? Like, it seems like the younger generation is getting more interested in actually in like old old guitar players from that self shaped the form of the genre, much like yourself.
Oh,
You
that yeah. So sometimes right, but mostly when I look at the shows when we're playing live, you only can see the first few rows because the others are standing in the dark, they're too far away. But actually, what I recognize is that most people are not only single concert viewers, so they're coming, the whole family is coming, grandpa, dad, and with a son, and the grandson, or whatever, the whole family in first row. I say, "Whoa, how old are you?" Your Johnny's pointing at them. "Hey, there's a little girl in your audience. How are you?" She, "I'm 7." They say, "Whoa, isn't it too loud for you?" "No." And the kids love that too. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
One more question, because I know you're probably going to be busy today, and I know I want to make sure you can get some AC on with the
Right. You're right.
hot weather. So how does it feel, though, in your opinion, to do like live albums? Like how was it like recording the live album? Like, was it fun for you to do re record the live album?
Because we never planned the live album. It happened by accident. So what really happened was, after the last tour in November last year was over, my front of house engineer gave me a hard disk and said, "I recorded a few shows." I say, "What? Hey, what did you do?" He said, "I recorded a few shows." I say, "Wow, that's great." So and he said, "Listen to them," and I listened when I was back home, and I said, "Wow, that's really cool. Cool sounding, so maybe can do a live album from that." And I asked my record company, he said, "Wow, that's a good idea. 30th record, 30th anniversary, 30 years with the same record company, let's do it, And we mixed and mastered it, and it sounds great, But it was a really tough job for me to find out the songs out of 8 or 9 shows, because, you have to listen to all the show from scratch, from the top till the end, every show. And we played for nearly 2 hours, and so we can see we have 8 or 9 shows. And I made my little signs. Oh, I make an Excel sheet with all the song names and with all the cities we're recording in. And I make my little notes like singer out of tune, drummer's fired, guitar playing solo sucks. I'm just making jokes. Yeah, but, I wrote my little bits and pieces to every single track, and then I put everything together.
That's awesome. That sounds
Yeah.
like it sounds like it was like a huge process to
Yeah,
do.
it is definitely. Yeah.
Well, you know what though, I heard some of the live album and it sounds amazing to me.
Thank you. Yeah.
I feel like you picked the right songs and you definitely picked the right shows for it, and it just sounds superb. Well, I want to say thank you, by the way, one more time, Max. So it was huge, huge honor to interview you, and I hope
Well, thank
you
you. My pleasure.
have
Find your time. Talk to me, Yeah.
a and I hope you have a wonderful hope you, when you go to the studio and you start recording. I hope you have a great time with it, and I hope to see you at a show soon.
Okay. Thank you very much again. So, yeah, we talk soon. Bye
Yep.
bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Bye bye.